priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama.
Pesma We'll Meet Again, odnosno Srešćemo se opet, koju je pevala engleska pevačica Vera Lynn, pružala je tokom Drugog svetskog rata nadu hiljadama ljudi. Vojnicima je davala snagu, a britanskim građanima pomagala da istraju u borbi za opstanak. Za vreme hladnog rata u drugoj polovini 20. veka, radio BBC je imao pripremljen vanredni program u slučaju nuklearnog napada. Planirano emitovanje neophodnih obaveštenja i jačanje morala preživelog stanovništva. Jedna od ključnih pesama koje trebalo to da prati bila je ponovo We'll Meet Again. Taj program srećom nikada nije realizovan, pa je popularna balada izbjegla sudbinu emitovanja tokom nuklearnog rata. To se kasnije ipak dogodilo, ali na filmskom platnu. U posljednjoj sceni filma Dr. Strange Love, Stanley Kubrick ju je ironično upotrebio uz kadrove nuklearnih eksplozija. Inspirisani filmom, članovi engleske grupe The Byrds snimili su svoju verziju pesme We'll Meet Again.
Beograd 202.
Priče o pesmama.
Pesma Stupid Girl u prevodu Glupa devojka bila je jedna od prvih koju su zajednički napisali članovi američke grupe Garbage. Demo snimke su uradili dok su još neformalno vežbali u studiju i pre nego što je Shirley Manson zvanično postala njihova pevačica. Nazvali su je pesmom sramote za mlade ljude koji ne radeći na sebi rasipaju dragoceni ljudski potencijal. Na pitanja zašto se u naslovu našla baš devojka, rekli su da je tema univerzalna i da ono što su želeli da kažu ne bi imalo drugačije značenje i da su je dali ime glupi momak. Pesma je nastala kada je Steve Marker u studiju na gitari pokušavao da dočara bubnjarsku deonicu iz hita Train in Vain grupe The Clash. Ostali članovi su se pridružili, Shirley je počela da peva i pesma je bila gotova za 30 minuta. Iako kratak, pozajmljeni muzički uzorak bio je dovoljan da Joe Strummer i Mick Jones iz Clasha budu potpisani kao koautori pesme Stupid Girl koju izvodi grupa Garbage.
Believe in me. another road. He's trying to find me. I'm standing in the middle of life with my pants behind me. I got a smile for everyone I meet. As long as you don't tie dragging my bag or dropping the bomb on my street. Now come on, baby. Oh, get in the road. Come on now, in the middle of the road, yeah. The road, you see the darndest things, like beggars driving round the streets through the city, wearing big diamond rings and silk suits, past corrugated tin shacks full of fearsome men. I don't mean a Hampstead nursery, but when you own a big chunk of the bloody third world, the babies just come with the scenery. Ah, come on, baby, get in the road. Oh, come on now. I can't get from the cab to the curb without some little jerk on my back. Don't harass me, can't you tell? I'm going home, I'm tired of saying I'm not the cat I used to be. I gotta get, I'm 33, baby. Get in the road. Come on now. In the middle of the road.
Pesma Stuck in the Middle with You grupe Steeler's Wheel sa podsmehom govori o koktel zabavama muzičke industrije. Pevač Gary Rafferty objašnjavao je da je napisana kao parodija na paranoju Boba Dilana, odnosno njegove specifične tekstove koje Gary smatrao paranoični. S obzirom da je stilski veoma ličila na Dilanovu muziku, veliki deo publike u početku mislio da je u pitanju njegova pesma. Igrajući se rečima, muzikom i načinom pevanja, Gary Rafferty i Steeler's Wheel su napravili ubedljivu parodiju koja je postala hit i prodali je u milionskom tiražu. Ostali su iznenađeni i zatečeni njenim uspehom, jer su rad na pesmi započeli gotovo kao šalu. Postala je popularna i kod nove generacije, pa je rado slušana i danas. Veliku zaslugu za to je imao debitanski, sada već kultni film Ulični psi, u kojem je reditelj Quentin Tarantino u pojedinim scenama koristio pesmu Stuck in the Middle with You, koju izvodi grupa Steeler's Wheel.
jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you. And I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face. Losing control, yeah, I'm all over the place. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you found that you're a something, man. And your friends, they all come calling, slap you on the back and say, please, please. Try to make some sense of it all, but I can see it makes no sense at all. Is it cool to go to sleep on the floor? Cause I don't think that I can take anymore. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
Priče o pesmama.
Taylor Swift je u pesmu Teardrops on my guitar pretočila iskustvo iz školskih dana kada je bila zaljubljena u svog dobrog druga Drua. Ljubav joj nije bila uzvraćena jer je on imao devojku koju je mnogo voleo. Ne znajući za Taylorina osjećanja, redovno je se poveravao i do detalja otkrivao sve o ljubavi prema drugoj. Istinu je saznao mnogo kasnije kada je pevačica 2 godine po objavljivanju pesme medijima otkrila kome je posvećena. Njena školska ljubav tek tada se setila da je potraži. Taylor nije bila posebno dirnuta susretom, verujući da se Drew pojavio sa namerom da izvuče neku korist, rekavši da bi njegovu posetu bolje prihvatila onda kada pesma još nije postala popularna. Zamerila mu je i sujetno pisanje na društvenim mrežama na kojima se hvalio kako je lično zaslužan za tekst. U godinama koje su usledile, Drew je završio u zatvoru, a Taylor Swift je postala muzička zvezda, u čemu je dobar udeo imala pesma Teardrops on my guitar.
She's got everything that I have to live without. Let's keep it real. Say how you feel. Like you got the whole world behind you. Break all the rules. Or love who you choose. Just make sure it's love.
Move, but end of this song.
So what did you come for?
Priče o pesmama.
Kada je grupa The White Stripes 2005. godine objavila pesmu Blue Orchid, publika je bila ubeđena da govori o incidentu koji je pevač i gitarista Jack White napravio u jednom noćnom klubu. Tada se potukao sa Jasonom Stolstajmerom, frontmanom benda Von Blondis, posle čega je morao da plati kaznu i ide na terapije za kontrolu besa. Članovi grupe su objasnili da se odnosila na nešto mnogo ozbiljnije. Pesma Blue Orchid, odnosno Plava orhideja, dobila je naslov po istoimenom sajtu grupe ljudi koja je bila uključena u lanac dečje pornografije širom sveta. Delom teksta u kojem kažu uzeo si belu orhideju i pretvorio je u plavo, želeli su da ukažu na čiste dečje duše koje su do kraja života uprljali oni koji su ih zlostavljali. Tu tužnu činjenicu su predstavili i u video spotu. Crna tečnost koja izlazi iz bele jabuke kada je devojka zagrize i prlja joj telo simbolično oslikava poruku koju je grupa The White Stripes želela da pošalje pesmom Blue Orchid.
Thank you.
They paid paradise and put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paid paradise and put up a parking lot. All the trees and put them in a tree museum, and they charge the people a dollar and a half to see them. No, 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 don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? You paid paradise and put up a fucking lie. It took my girl away. Now don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, nah, nah. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone? They paid paradise, put up a parking lot. Why not? They pay paradise to put up.
summertime. Now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender. But they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing. Sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls are vomiting all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified. Beneath these velvet gloves I hide the shameful crooked ends of a moneylender. Cause I still remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing. Singers harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning. But every time a problem ends, another one begins. And the stone walls are vomiting all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes inside a place you thought was dignified.
She told me that her dad was to whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. What else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people? Wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. She just smiled and held my hand.
Let's do it.
Priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama.
Pesmu Je t'aime moi non plus Serge Gainsbourg posvetio je svojoj devojci Brigitte Bardot. Ona ga je zamolila da je napiše najlepšu ljubavnu pesmu. Par je snimio čuvenu numeru za samo 2 sata u studiju u Parizu. Tokom snimanja ni malo nisu krili svoje osjećanja i obostrane simpatije, ne znajući da će to doći i do novinara. Problem je nastao kada je to saznao i suprug francuske glumice. Brigitte je molila Serža da ne objavljuje pesmu Je t'aime moi non plus. Gainsbourg je uslišio njenu želju, mada je bio veoma razočaran. Ta verzija je kasnije ipak objavljena, ali se pesma prvo pojavila u izvođenju sledeće izabranice Seržovog srca. Tokom snimanja filma Slogan, Serge Gainsbourg je započeo vezu sa britanskom glumicom Jane Birkin, čiji se glas čuje u pesmi Je t'aime moi non plus.
Je